اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from Arab English Radio. This is Zainab Musabi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to shed light and explain some precious points in their view. Well, about the significance of Eid al-Fitr, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, Eid al-Fitr is the day of the victory of the truth over falsehood, the day of the triumph of faith over disbelief.
Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum.
The quotation from Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh emphasizes the spiritual significance of Eid al-Fitr, marking it as a celebration of truth and faith. From a Shia perspective, this day is not merely a conclusion to Ramadan, but a profound reminder of the victory of divine guidance over falsehood and disbelief. In Islam, the truth or haq and falsehood or batil are central themes. The Quran states, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. And say, truth has come and falsehood has departed. Indeed, falsehood by its nature is bound to depart. Surah Al-Isra, verse number 81. Eid al-Fitr symbolizes this victory. As the believers emerge from the month of Ramadan spiritually rejuvenated, having engaged in fasting, prayers and reflection, enabling them to strengthen their faith. The concept of faith or iman, prevailing over disbelief or kufr, is further illustrated in Quranic verses such as أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. Indeed, those who have believed and done righteous deeds will have the gardens of paradise as a lodging. Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 107. For Shia Muslims, this victory is not just personal but communal, reflecting the triumph of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, who embodied truth and righteousness.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
Narrations from the Imams alayhim as-salam also emphasize the importance of community, charity, and unity on Eid. The day serves as a reminder of the duty to uphold justice and truth in society, as articulated in the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam, who said, the most complete believer in faith is the one who is best in conduct. So, Eid al-Fitr encapsulates the essence of striving for truth and faith in both personal and communal dimensions. Thank you very much. I really hope that you have enjoyed listening to this episode. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and happy Eid al-Fitr, everyone. And until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Every night and every day.
Every night and every day. There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.